CNBC, self-regulation at Boeing may have prolonged 737 MAX crisis. By Tom Sicotta on December 10, 2020. A new report published this week by CNBC dives into the conditions at Boeing and the FAA that led to and prolonged the 737 MAX crisis. The 737 MAX fleet was grounded by aviation authorities around the world after two fatal crashes that occurred in 2018 and 2019. Both crashes, which were caused by a flaw in the fleet's flight systems, claimed the lives of all passengers and crew on board. A report published this week by CNBC detailed the structural issues at the FAA and within Boeing that may have prolonged the Boeing 737 MAX crisis. The report claims that self-regulation at Boeing may have prolonged the delay in the fleet's return to the airways. The FAA reportedly permitted Boeing employees to approve certain aspects of the fleet prior to its official reintroduction by the FAA. Congress realized that you couldn't grow an FAA to the size with monetary resources and manpower resources necessary to put people in every manufacturing facility, one federal investigator said. So they allowed these designated representatives based on qualifications and experience to represent the FAA, the administrator inside the organization they oversee. The problem with the program over the years, of course, is that you develop a relationship, just like the FAA develops a relationship with the air carriers. You can't just go in there in long arm of the law and beat them. You try to work with them, the investigator continued. In November, the United States House of Representatives passed a bill that overhauls the plane certification process. If the bill is passed by the Senate, the FAA will be forced to deploy a panel of safety experts to evaluate aircraft. Breitbart News reported in November that American Airlines planned to test the 737 MAX without passengers at the beginning of December. The airline chartered five flights on the Boeing 737 MAX to assuage passenger concerns about safety. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.